Everyone, welcome to your podcast. And of course, I've got Mike Dell, my co-host. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to your podcast.
Good morning, Todd. So far, so good.
Well, good. Well, I hope that everyone's Turkey Day and Cyber Monday shopping is going well. But anyway, welcome to the show. We have quite a few topics to talk about today, so we're not going to dilly-dally too much and but we want to get into the stack. So, Mike, we've got some news on stats side, don't we? What did we do? We kicked something out, yeah?
Yeah, stats were updated here at Blueberry, and we're going to be doing regional reporting for Canada, UK, and Brazil, as of course, along with the U.S., so by U.S. state, and then in Canada by province, UK by whatever subdivision that was, but it kind of seems like city level, but it's not quite. And then in Brazil, same sort of thing. So those of you in those countries can break down a little bit more where people are listening to your show. And we also...
Go ahead. Yeah. And of course, if you've got listeners in those areas, doesn't matter if you're there from there or not. But I think this is going to help our Brazil podcasters a lot because we have a lot of folks in Brazil using the service. And it's going to give them some more even... Because I don't think I've got very many listeners in Brazil.
Yeah, I probably don't either, but I'm sure there's a lot of them, a lot of people that do, and there's a lot of podcasters in Brazil. I talk to Brazil at least once a week, with some support issues and whatnot, and it's great that they're really embracing podcasting down there.
And what's amazing is a lot of the shows that are down there are just massive. I mean, it makes some of the biggest United States shows just look like small shows. I mean, they're just, incredible. 500, 600,000 listeners per episode. It's pretty insane. But hey, we also added within that some new clients as well. These new clients are basically stuff that we're able to track now and give a more detailed, detailed reporting on, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah, specifically the ones that are listed here anyway. Alexa and Radio Public, TuneIn, Radio USA, I don't know what that is, iHeart Radio, Double Twist, and which is a cloud player, and LibVLC. So that's VLC's a media player, and we can detect those now, so we can tell if somebody has downloaded an episode in one of those apps, it should start showing up in your stats if you have any listeners on those platforms.
And it'll be curious to see the global data on a couple of those because of the, because of people talking about those several of those platforms. It'll be fun to take a look at that. But anyway, check your stats out. It's been updated. It's in the reporting. It's there now. So if you're, this is also just for you know. For pro users, if you're on the free stats, you won't get this breakdown. So this is, an upgrade for folks that are on pro. Hey, the ABC, not US-based ABC, but the Australian broadcast company, has a call-out for submissions for its $1 million podcast fund. So if you're down under if you're in Australia, you're not. We're I don't know how they refer to us, you got an idea for a podcast. This is a pretty cool idea. They're trying to grow the podcast space in Australia, and they've committed $1 million Australian to essentially support, build, produce, promote some podcast that it picks. So this is a great opportunity for someone maybe to get a show launched with some serious backing.
Yep, you got, let's see here. Looks pretty interesting. I guess sometime in February they're going to announce who they're going to take, but it's very, very cool that, big media corporation like that, I think that's a sort of a state-sponsored sort of thing, like BBC or CBC. That's just the Australian version of that. And, I think it's great. They're promoting podcasting and trying to get some shows.
Yep. Also, from additional news and information, if you're going to be at PodCon, PodCon's a event that's happening in Seattle December 9th and 10th. It's a kind of a listener slash podcaster extravaganza 2-day conference. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think they've got about, what, last we heard, about 800 or 900 people that are coming. And Mackenzie and I from Raw Voice Blueberry will be there. And we'll be manning our booth to talk about Blueberry podcasting, of course. And if you're in within striking distance of Seattle, definitely check this out, podcon.com, podcon.com. And you get information on the conference. It's not too expensive. But, you know, if you've never been to a podcasting conference before and this is over a weekend where you don't have to take any work vacation time, it works out well. Matter of fact, Mike, I'm going to fly out of here, the red eye. I get into Seattle Saturday morning about 9 a.m. and then I'm just going to grab Uber or whatever from the from SeaTac and buzz up to the hotel and walk across the street and be in the booth. So I'm not even coming in Friday. I'm going to come in and be there full day Saturday and Sunday, then fly out on Monday.
Okay, well, it's not as big a hop for you as some of the other ones have been. So that's
awesome. I fly United, so it's still a two hopper going to San Francisco, then up. But you know, anywhere from Hawaii is, you know, at least 5.5 hours away. So yeah, it's like the longest U.S. flight, and that's just to get to the West Coast. But so anyway, PodCon will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and I'll be waving at you from across the country.
We don't want to spend too much time on this, but, you know, there's this thing called fake news. Well, there's now fake video, and there's been a couple of podcasters. Daniel Lewis came out with an article, and a gentleman by the name of Robbie came out with some stuff and talking about fake video, and it takes some assumptions into effect. Now, when you use post to social on, and this is basically Libsyn has this, Podbean has this, we have this. When you use our post to social tool, in order to get your audio file onto YouTube or onto Facebook, we have to convert that into a video file to do the submission. And when you do that and submit it, we also submit your album art with the posting so that basically it looks like a video file, but it's, as they're referring to it, these as fake videos. And I think we can agree that it's probably not a really good idea to post a 30-minute video of you doing your podcast with your logo on Facebook. It just, we don't ever see that type of engagement. So when we develop post to social, we developed it so that when you used it, the full audio would go to Twitter and then only a 2-minute introduction, the first 2 minutes of your podcast plus a 10-second promo clip that you can attach to it. So basically you start your show like you normally do in the 2-minute part. We fade and then we come in with a promo. On mine, I say, hey, this is Todd Cochran. You've been listening to a promo, the beginning of the latest podcast of the Geek News Central podcast, which can be found at geeknewscentral.com. Come over to the website and subscribe. Right now, I have something I say there. You can make up your own saying, but it basically gives people a little tease and then tells them where to go to listen to the rest of the episode. So, and we can get into the whole topic on how to start a show to be able to really take advantage of that. But I think the thing here is that it's not necessarily a fake video. It is basically a way to promote your show. And it's the only way we can get stuff automated onto Facebook. Now, if you do a little, you know, fire up your webcam and do just a little 1 minute or 2 minute video that you say, hey, my latest episode is up and this is what I cover, and post that to Facebook, that's always going to be more effective. But, you know, we, unlike the other companies out there, we don't post the full length version of your show to either Facebook or YouTube. If you think about how you consume videos on YouTube, you know, you go over there to kind of watch something and hang out. Again, it's always best to do something real when it comes to video, but this is a quick way to promote and not really get penalized.
Right.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, what Ravi and Daniel were talking about most of the time are, you know, if you're trying to build a YouTube channel and you throw these, you know, half hour long, hour long, quote unquote, fake videos in there, that's going to, you know, make it so that people aren't compelled by your channel. And that makes sense. But
yeah,
if you throw these little 2 minute ones in there, you know, or do, you know, a one-off video, I mean, it's a little more work, but you know, like Todd says, you know, record a little one-off promo video to throw in there, that won't screw you up. So,
and with our cell phones these days, you just fire the camera up and, you know, do it just to, you know, do it as you're walking to the car or walking to the bus, or you don't have to make it super high production, especially if it's a promo to listen to your latest episode that you're going to put on Facebook or on YouTube. That's, I think, much more effective. But if you don't have time to do that, the post to social feature works. But just understand that, you know, what you're getting there. The Twitter cards, I think, are the best with the full length audio, because it looks like a player. It looks like an audio player.
Yeah, and it is an audio player, which is nice. But, you know, Facebook and YouTube both don't take audio natively.
Nope. So anyway, I want to just talk about that a little bit. But also, I want to talk just a little bit about some simple guidance. In all of you can help us. We know you're listening. And we know that you talk to potential new podcasters. But here's the 60-second scenario. I saw a posting about a gal that wants to start a podcast. She has a startup. Yes, a brand new startup company that they've launched a website and they've got a product and they're really excited about getting going. And they were going to put their podcast on their startup.somepodcasthostcompany.com. And my comment to them was, you really need to think this through a little bit further. You need to think about where your podcast is going to reside with a brand new launching company brand. Do you really want to send someone else somewhere else? And I said, you know, she happened to be using Squarespace. And she said, well, I don't know how to do podcasts over there. So, I explained to her that she had some options. Now, Mike, you and I know that, you know, with our publishing platform, you know, the best practice we feel is for folks to have, you know, a WordPress site with PowerPress and Blueberry hosting so that they can go into their dashboard, write their blog post, upload their audio, and hit publish and never have to leave their own website. But what do we do for a gal that is, or, you know, someone that's on a startup that may be on like Drupal, or they're on Squarespace, or they're on, they already have a website in some other content management system that doesn't support PowerPress. What do we do for them?
Yeah, usually we do have an option at Blueberry, two things. You could spin up a PowerPress site, which would be, you know, whatever, .blueberry.net to begin with for our free ones. And then you can map a domain to it at some point if you want to, as we talked about last time. But, you know, in Publisher at Blueberry, there's a way to do it. And that gives you the same thing. It's whatever.blueberry.com or blueberry.com/whatever. You know,
well, the key here, though, is they can publish on Blueberry, the video, the embed, and put it on their website and never have to refer anyone to their Blueberry listing.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's all in the back end there, but, you know, like on Squarespace, they do have podcasting at Squarespace in particular. It's not particularly robust. The tags aren't all there, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, clunky. So that it would be a better option for somebody on Squarespace. But even if, you know, I had a guy that called me the other day that has a GoDaddy hosting plan, and he's doing HTML website. He's doing a hand-rolled website. There's no CMS on it at all. But he can post at Publisher, Blueberry, grab that embed code, drop that into a page on his plain old HTML site, and it works. It's not the best way to do it, but that is another option. And, you know, I guess the whole idea is, if possible, you're better off doing a WordPress site in some way or another, because that can always be upgraded to, you know, have your domain on it, and it's easy to move around. And even on Publisher at Blueberry, we're real easy about, you know, we can upgrade you into the into WordPress and PowerPress, whether you do it with us or with somebody else.
I think the key here, though, is we've got the ability to roll it whichever way they come. But if you've got someone that's established, you know, again, we think the best method is, again, the WordPress, PowerPress, Blueberry hosting function. It just works so slick and smooth. It is really optimized SEO and everything else. But if you do have a site somewhere else, you know, we do have these other alternatives, and of course the PowerPress site feature. I think what we need to be very clear on, and we've done this on previous shows, is that our goal is to provide tools that you can graduate ultimately into your .com if you don't have it to begin with. I can't stress that enough. And we know that there's times of change, and people want to get up and get started really, really fast. And they want their site, .blueberry.net, on a free PowerPress, WordPress site. And we understand that. But we also understand that as shows grow and they're building their brand, we want to be able to give them an easy path to bring in their .com so that they can fully claim their brand and build out their show. But if that's not possible, you know, if they're on another platform, we do have the Publisher platform. Now, again, we really kind of consider that the last option, because we really want folks to launch using as good or the best practices as possible. But we do have these other options for you. And doing it on your site is the best option. And I still think even someone on Squarespace, using the Publisher version, using the blueberry.com Publisher, is a better option than using the Squarespace hosting. And it just looks better. The player looks better. And really it gives the person the option then to really be on a high performance system as well.
Yeah. It's just more portable, you know, so when you do decide that you don't particularly care for Squarespace anymore, you can move it without, you know, the big hassles that some of these locked in services have.
But I think the key here is options. But we always, you know, again, I want folks to launch whatever platform they're on. I want them to launch with the best practice. And, you know, we give all the options. But again, this launching from, you know, where you're going to have your podcast over. And basically what happens is people could end up over, and especially if you've got your own website already, you know, you really don't want them being pushed over to another site in any shape or form. You want them to come back to your brand. And, you know, if you don't have a brand and you're building a brand, that's a little different than, you know, starting a business. And so anyway, I think I beat a dead horse here.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot, but we believe in it a lot.
That's yeah, we thing. Do. So you had a listener question, or we had a listener question.
Yeah, Gilly over in the UK emailed us, and she was asking if there was any way around copyright and playing licensed music on a podcast. Was there any way to do that legally? And basically the short answer is there really isn't a license that allows copyrighted music for downloadable podcasts. I'm pretty sure the laws in the UK are similar to the US, but US law would also apply to any of it that is available here. So yeah, there's really not a good way to do licensed music. There's other ways of getting some music for your podcast, but you know, if you want to play the latest AC/DC or whatever, you know, or not the latest, but you know, if you want to play that kind of music, there's really no way. I only know of maybe one or two podcasters that have ever gotten away with that.
Well, they actually play, the one show that has actually got licensing plays covers.
Right.
And doesn't play the original, you know, he plays a, it's called Coverville, and he's actually pays $3,000 to $4,000 a year to play covers. But, you know, here's the kicker. It's really about the downloadable media. If you're streaming, if you have a Shoutcast streamer and you're streaming a radio station, there are licensing avenues for you to do that. But when you're dealing with a physical media file being downloaded, that's where lies the big issue. Also, just as a word of caution, even if you go out and get permission from that indie band that's playing in your local venue and you just love them and you feature them in your show, sometimes, and let's say you've got written permission to use that music, when they sign with a label, we've seen labels come back in behind and retract any of those agreements and make people take content down. As crazy as it may sound, they get super protective. So, you know, just make sure you have your ducks in a row and getting permission to play any music that you do on your show. It's critical. And there's a lot of indie music out there to play, but get the right permissions. Make sure that if they do have a label, it's okay. Get release forms and cover yourself so that you don't end up with a big lawyer bill.
Yeah. Most of the time they'll send a takedown first before they start wanting money. So, but
if your show's big though, if your show is big and popular, it could just go the other way.
Yeah, and they're all different. You know, we've seen plenty of takedown notices here and there, you know, and like I said, there's just no real way to do that legally. I think there was one other guy that got permission to use a particular song, and he got specific permission to use the first 30 seconds for his theme music, and it took him almost a year and a lot of lawyers to get that permission.
And it ultimately didn't cost him that much, but the legwork to do it, I think he spent like $600 but the legal legwork to get it done was painful.
Right. And, you know, is this not worth it? I mean, there's enough royalty free music out there. All these places that do stock photos, most of them have stock music as well. And, you know, you're safer to go with that kind of thing if you're just looking for theme music or whatever. If you're doing a show about music, that gets real sticky.
There's a lot of them out there, but just cover your ducks. You know, make sure you're covering yourself so that you don't run into a problem. But one thing we should talk about a little bit, Mike, is on the support side, you run into stuff. And by the way, Gilly, thanks for sending that. That question, we appreciate it, to yourpodcast@gmail.com.
Blueberry.com.
Oh, sorry. yourpodcast@blueberry.com. We get this about once a week. A brand new podcaster comes in, they're excited, they record their show, they get it all ready, and they upload it, and they're out of space, and they're like, I only uploaded one episode, and I'm already out of storage. My file, what happens? And you go in and look, Mike, and what do you find?
That's usually a WAV file. And WAV files are awesome to record in. You know, as we're recording here, when I'm done, I'm going to make this into a WAV file. But that WAV file is going to be somewhere around 500 megabytes.
Yeah.
And big. Yeah. And WAV files, you know, they sort of work, but they're not. They're not what you're supposed to podcast, and they're huge. So, I'll whittle this thing down, you know, in a roughly 30-minute podcast. It'll be about 15, 16 megabytes as an MP3, and it'll sound almost as good as a WAV, you know, for the people that are listening on crappy earbuds that come with their phone or, Bluetooth to their car. It's good, awesome quality audio, but it's much smaller. So just know WAV files don't work, and it makes the players look funny in PowerPress too, because it kind of comes up as a video player. So I get that a lot too. How come my player looks funny? You know, and it's 9 times out of 10, it's a WAV file.
So we just friendly public service announcement out there that you know, take that MP3 and encode it into MP3 in your audio software recording. And we should always mention that. And if those of you that are listening to this, you're already doing that. You knew this. This is a topic that we don't have to explain to you, but help us help the new podcasters. And that's, you know, as a team here, we can make their experience more pleasurable in doing their show and lower frustrations. You know, one thing that I've said to my entire team is that we want to take the tech out of doing a podcast. We will really want an easy button for podcasting, because we know that not everyone that is becoming a podcaster is tech savvy. But I think one thing, you know, and it kind of ties into a broader topic here, is that if folks just spend a little time, just a little, and, you know, I'm not talking a lot, maybe, you know, even if they spend an hour just doing a little reading on podcasting, on things to do with their media files, and, you know, to learn just a little bit about RSS, it would go really a long, long way. I think what we find right now, and I don't know if this is just something because of the times are changing, is that, Mike, you have someone that signs up for podcasting and they've got an idea for a show, but they really at that point have very little information on even what to do to get started to record or post or anything, you know?
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot. You know, I'll get a phone call and say, hey, I just signed up for an account. I'm not very tech savvy, but, and you know, at that point I want to say, you know, you don't have to be super tech savvy, but you do have to put in a little bit of time, and we're happy to help. We've got all kinds of videos on, you know, how to do just about everything podcast related, and we're making more. So, you know, we will have more, but you know, you got to spend just a little time with the education side of things, and then you're going to spend a lot less time being frustrated. You're going to spend a lot less money. I mean, you know, there's companies and people out there that will do all this stuff for you, but you don't need to do that. With just a little bit of education, you can do all this stuff yourself. You know, if you can use Microsoft Word, you can podcast. I mean, it's that simple. It's, I mean, you know, yeah, there's a lot of little moving parts, but once it's set up, and especially the way we do it with PowerPress, once it's set up, it's very easy. Make a blog post, upload a media file, you're done. You know.
And I think the key part here is that we try to break it, or at least our setup, into three pieces. We really want people to do a quick setup, you know, and be in literally, if they use the quick setup function in PowerPress, it's like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to do those first three steps. And, you know, we don't ask a lot of information. What's the name of your show? What's the description? What's the, you know, just a few things there. What's the category, you know, and what's your, you know, what's your name, what's your email address, and just a few basic things to pre-populate, so that we have the minimum information we need to be able to make your RSS feed viable. So I think really what it boils down to is that, you know, especially if you're a new customer and you're listening to this, you can really get schooled up pretty significantly with us, with all the videos Mike has created. Now, I admit, it takes a lot of patience to sit down and watch you know, full hour video, but Mike's broken a lot of our videos down into a short, maybe 5 minute segment on a specific section of PowerPress or some of our other features. So I think that's the key here. You know, again, if you can make a blog post, you can really create a podcast here. And Mike will have a link to the to our getting started page that has all these links to all these videos on there, so that you can, you can better learn about how to enhance your podcast and double check the things that you've already done.
Yep. And that's, like I said, just a little bit of time on your part will save you a lot of frustration. It'll save you, from, having to hire someone to do something. And of course, we're here to help. Here at
Support. Or waiting. Sometimes you're doing this at night and the support teams went home. I know I do a lot of stuff late at night. So again, create.blueberry.com is really the place, the hub, the nexus of where almost all this information is. If nothing else, and you're listening to this show and you don't look at the show notes, create.blueberry.com is the place to get started. /getting-started is a specific page as well. You wanted to talk a little bit about stats, yeah, Mike?
Yeah, just one of the things that Sean and Charles and I get a lot are emails that say, hey, I signed up for stats and it's been a week and I don't have any stats yet here at Blueberry. And 9 times out of 10, we find that they haven't implemented the stats on their RSS feed or on their website. And, I'm not going to go through the whole how to do it, but there is a second part of setting up stats. You go to Blueberry, you sign up for them, either the free or the pro. Once you're signed up for the stats, you have to go back and set up the second part. There's a getting started link right there in the stats panel that will explain to you how that redirect works. And then, it's different for every sort of platform. There are a couple of platforms where you cannot use our stats, unfortunately, and it's due to them, not us. We would love it if every platform out there would allow third-party stats, but some of them don't. But there is a part two to this. So if you signed up for stats and you're not getting any results after a day or two, get with us and we'll give you some customized instructions on how to get stats going.
Yeah, the key is to follow that getting started page. That's the key, follow through, sign up for stats, then, look at the getting started page. And if you're on PowerPress, it's literally a 30-second implementation on your site. So that's really how long it takes to implement it on PowerPress.
Yeah, you just simply log into Blueberry from PowerPress.
Yeah, and you sync your account, and once it's synced, you're good. And that's the key here. But if you're on another platform, there's some additional instructions on some things you need to do. And again, if you're on a platform that doesn't and you want our stats and isn't supported on Blueberry, please ask your host to allow us to provide you stats on that platform. I think the more people ask for it, the more chances we have of having, because we've got podcasters from everywhere. They don't necessarily host with us. We've got 45 to 50,000 podcasters using our stats. And not every one of those is a hosting customer with us. So we would like to have them and we want to have them come over. And if you do come over and use the promo code Blueberry005, we'll give you 30 days free hosting. So, so just do that part two. And I know some of this stuff, some of these support questions are, we're preaching to the choir to some of you that have been with us a while. But again, if you're brand new and trying to learn about podcasting, these are some of the things that I think oftentimes might frustrate you because we provide all the info and people really, we even do it in welcome emails, but sometimes people don't even, they just read, oh, my account's activated, let me go. And they don't follow any of those support links or in those welcome emails. But you have great success in your follow-up emails. Sometimes people get that second email a day or so later and they're like, oh, here's that stuff that was actually included in the first email. But
right. And, it's kind of like, if I go to IKEA and buy a desk or something and, I'll try to put it together before I look at the instructions and doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Nope. Because I've done that many times and I end up either ruining it or having to unscrew, 2 hours. Yeah, nope. Whoever invented put it yourself together furniture, that person, oh my gosh, I understand the convenience, but boy, it sure made life bad for all of us. And with Christmas coming up, we're all going to be assembling something or another.
Oh, yeah. Well, the desk I'm sitting at took me about 2 hours. It probably would have only taken an hour had I opened the instructions first.
So I've got a $5 garage sale special sitting here, so I didn't have to assemble nothing.
Right. Well, in my new office down in the basement, it's getting close, has an old desk I got from a military sale. Wow. Those great big heavy metal desks. Oh, I love that thing. Anyway.
Did you roll it down the stairs? Bang, bang, bang. Because you wouldn't have put a dent in it.
Oh, it barely made it into the basement, but it made it. It made it. It's, you know, it took me two helpers and me and a lot of cussing, but we got it down there.
That's funny. So anyway, that's been our topic for the day. Hope we weren't too curmudgeon on you. We try to keep this show upbeat and positive and just what we're really, you know, what we're really are. So we're super passionate about podcasting and we want to see podcasters succeed. And so, you know, this is like we spent a lot of time on, you know, talking about best practices and launching your show. It's because we, you know, we live and breathe this every day. And all we want is you to have a, you know, big successful show. The goal.
And we'll do, you know, everything we can to help you out. That's what we're here for. We build the stuff, we get out of your way, but we will help you.
Yeah. So everyone, thanks for listening to Your Podcast. You can reach us at yourpodcast@blueberry.com. We appreciate your comments that come in and any questions that may come in. Mike, thanks for hosting again. And hope everyone again, hope your credit card's thing is too hard on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but hope you had some shopping success.
Everybody have a great couple of weeks. We'll see you in 2 weeks.